Welcome to this podcast message from Kingdom Faith Church. This message is by Clive Urquhart.
Jesus came with the good news of peace that brings great joy that God is with us. You're really excited this evening, you lot. He came with good news of peace that brings great joy that God is with us. Between the Old Testament, the first part of the Bible, and the New Testament, the second part of the Bible, there were 400 years where it says that the word of the Lord was rare. Or God, people didn't hear God's voice. And in that time, the Persian Empire was defeated by the Greeks, by Alexander the Great, and that became the Greek Empire that took over. During that 400-year period, the Romans arrived and they overtook the Greek Empire, and the Roman Empire was established. And in 63 BC, they overtook Jerusalem and conquered Jerusalem. And there was Roman rule in the land. And Jesus was born in a culture, in a society that was ruled by quite a vicious empire, very greedy, very self-centered, and worshipped many types of gods and was very, very pleasure-centered. And Jesus was born into a culture and into an environment that was very hostile to God, was very hostile to anything religious. And there was divine interruption that took place after 400 years of one empire to the next, one rule to the next, in a culture and in a context that you would not think was maybe the best time for a little baby to be born that was then going to declare that this is the Savior of the world. And so we're going to look at five things in the next few minutes to discover, so who is Jesus? Why did he come? And what difference does that make in our lives today? So firstly, he came. So who was he? He was the Creator. The Bible says in Isaiah, the Old Testament talks of who Jesus was to come. And in Isaiah 9, it says he was the mighty God, the wonderful counselor, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So who is he that came? He wasn't just a baby born in a manger. He was God Almighty coming to earth, the Creator of heaven and earth, the wonderful counselor, everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Why did he come? He came to express the heart of God. He came to reveal the very nature of God to mankind, for you and I, the majestic one, the almighty one, the eternal one. Mark's gospel speaks of this man, Jesus, as the suffering servant, the one who came not to be served, but to serve, to lay his life down for those that didn't deserve him, but yet he came to serve, not to be served. Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, describes this man as the promised king. He was prophesied in the Old Testament, the first part of the Bible, as the king that was going to come. Yes, he was going to be king of the Jews, but he was going to become the king of mankind, the Lord of heaven and earth, coming to be king on earth. John's gospel described him as the Son of God. That God came in human form to be the Son of God, to reveal the Father. Jesus as the Son always pointed to the Father. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. What was he saying? If you see how I live, how I love, how I serve, and how I am, that will show you who my Father is. That will reveal who God is. And then Luke's gospel speaks about the humanity of Jesus. That he was fully God, but yet fully man. He demonstrated in the way that he lived that you don't have to be God to know God, but in our human frailty, faced with all the temptations that we are, he didn't sin. And Luke showed us the humanity of Jesus, but he also then showed Jesus as the Messiah, the anointed one, the Savior. So why did he come? He came to interrupt the world with divine intervention. The next part of our phrase tonight, he came with good news. Now, how many of you, when you have good news, you want to tell people? For some, good news might be that your football team won today. That's a certain level of good news. I'm an Arsenal fan. There's not a lot of good news at the moment. I don't know if Man City is still beating Man United, but Man United were losing earlier. That, to me, is good news. It might be that you get the presents you want on Christmas Day. That, for you, might be good news. Hey, Mum, Dad, I've got the present I want. And your parents are like, really? Surprise, surprise. We didn't know that. For you, it might be the present you got is good news. For someone else, having a baby is good news. For someone else, you've been through hospital treatment. It went well. You've now been given the all clear. That is good news. We're filled in this world with so much bad news. Bad news is a business. There's a lot of people making a lot of money out of bad news. But we see this good news that came. When good news comes, it is proclaimed, it is trumpeted. When you have good news, you want to tell people about it, right? You can't keep quiet about something that you think is good news. When we read in Luke chapter 2, verses 9 to 11, this is the good news and how heaven wanted to proclaim the good news for us as mankind. It says here, an angel of the Lord appeared. I love it when God brings good news. There's a few supernatural kind of visual effects that go with it. And he says, or the Bible says here, the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. What would it be like to have an angel appear to you? Maybe some of you are used to it. I don't know. Maybe you have regular angelic appearances. I haven't had one myself. And I'm sure if there was one that appeared, it would terrify. But what did the angel say? Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, so this was the good news that heaven was proclaiming to earth. It was better than the football scores. It was better than getting a present for Christmas. It was even better than having a baby naturally born into our lives. And it's even more than having fantastic treatment that means you got the all clear. All of those are good news at different levels. But there's a good news here that's being proclaimed that Christmas is all about, that Christmas represents. And it's this good news that will cause great joy for all people. That a Savior has been born, listen to this, to you. It doesn't just say to the world. It says a Savior today has been born to you, for you. He is Christ the Lord. Just off the back of that, suddenly a great company. So one angel appeared and declared that good news, but that wasn't enough for heaven proclaiming who the one who has come into earth to bring good news. Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts, and now there's a whole load of angels that want to get in on the act. This host appears with the angel, and they all begin to praise God, saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. Are you here? Is it just me tonight? Don't you love that? When heaven wanted to declare, the whole of heaven opened up. The angelic host, they couldn't keep quiet. They all had to proclaim This Jesus, the one, the good news who was coming, the good news who was about to be born, and what that meant to you, for you, and for the whole of mankind. So what was this good news? This baby that was born in a manger. This little child. What was this good news? He came with the good news of peace. The world is full of anxiety, full of fear, full of worry, full of shame, full of guilt, full of trouble, full of angst. There's turmoil, there's wars, there's all kinds of things going on in the world. And many are asking, well, where is it all going? What is it happening? Who is in control? Now, we all know the answer in the natural. No one's in control. There are many who are wanting to be in control and are wanting to shift and move and determine what goes on in the earth in different ways, in the world in different ways. And it's just multiplying the fear, the worry, the anxiety, the turmoil, the angst, everything that's going on in this world. And in John's gospel, it says this, Jesus' own words, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. The peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." For many, peace is an emotion. If I feel peaceful today, maybe because there's not a lot of trouble today or angst, I feel at peace for whatever reason. For others, peace is a state of mind. I've just got to try and achieve this state of mind of peace, then everything else will come into place. But the peace we're speaking about is not an emotion. It's not a state of mind. It's not something we're trying to reach or attain. The peace that we're speaking about, the good news of peace, is a person. The person of Jesus Christ isn't just a person of peace. He is peace. And the peace that Jesus speaks about is salvation. So we've just heard the whole of heaven proclaiming the good news of peace that is coming to the earth. In order for there to be good news, there's got to be some bad news. How can something be good news if there wasn't something to replace the bad news? The bad news is that none of us deserve to know God. None of us are good enough to reach God. Doesn't matter what we do, there's nothing we can do in our lives that would make us acceptable to God. There's something in the world that has corrupted mankind. It's not a popular word these days. It's a three-letter word, very short, but has a massive implication on our lives and our eternal future and destiny. It begins with S, finishes with N, and has this little letter in the middle called I. There's a word that's called sin. It's not a popular word in our 21st century culture. Nobody likes to be told there might be something wrong with you, or there might be something that needs to change in your life. None of us want to hear that message. None of us want to hear that kind of thing. But in order for us to understand the good news, we need to understand the bad news. The bad news is that sin has corrupted mankind. And every person that is born corrupted with this thing called sin in their life. Sin separates us from God, which means we're unacceptable to God. We can't reach Him. We're never going to be able to be good enough for God to say, "Yeah, I'll accept you." That's why there was a divine interruption 2,000 years ago. The man Jesus was born as a baby. Supernaturally, Mary was made pregnant by the Holy Spirit, not by another person that had the corruption of sin in their life. So Jesus was born without sin. He lived miraculously, living without sin, so that he could become the perfect sacrifice, so that all of the corruption of sin could be put upon him on the cross, so that then he became guilty, a sinful man on a cross, dying on our behalf, so that we could be forgiven, cleaned up, and made acceptable to God when we respond to who he is. Don't you love who God is? That he came in his love with the good news of peace. Wow. And what does that peace do? It brings great joy. You see, happiness comes from what happens outside of our lives. Things happen. Wow, that makes me happy. This is going on. Oh, that makes me happy. This is, I got a pay rise. Wow, that makes me happy. Or whatever's going on. But joy isn't what happens on the outside. Joy comes from what takes place on the inside. See, joy is an overflow of what's happening in you. And because this good news of peace, the one who is Jesus, coming with his salvation, with his forgiveness, and in his love. When you know you have responded to God's goodness, when you've asked him to forgive you of everything that could separate you from him, when your life has anxiety, fear, worry, trouble, angst in it, and you come to the one who is peace, and you surrender your life to the one who is peace, and you give him all the angst, the trouble, the shame, the guilt, the pain, regrets, and everything else. You give who you are to him, and then he gives himself fully to you as the one who is your peace. Something changes on the inside. Instead of other things coming out of your life, like anger and frustration and bitterness and rage and envy and offense and anger and all this other stuff, what begins to flow instead is forgiveness for others, love for others, reconciliation towards others, peace with others, love for others. I want to serve others. Why? Because there's been an internal change that takes place on the inside. This corruption of sin and the sin nature that we live with before we know God is then crucified on the cross when we come to Jesus. And there's an exchange that takes place on the inside of our lives. And instead of being run by sin and ruined by sin on the inside, we've met with the one who is peace, who forgives, who cleanses, who changes us from the inside out. And we become a new person, a different person. You become the person you were actually created to be. You become the person that God actually purposed us to be. Because the Bible says that before the creation of the world, get your head around this, before the creation of the world, it says that God chose us. God knew who each one of us were. Before the creation of the world, you and I, whether you know God tonight or not, you and I were in God's heart and his mind before the creation of the world. He knew you. He knows your name. He knew when you're going to be alive. Everything about you. He knows you better than you know yourself. And he knew you're going to be alive at this time in history. And he knew you were going to be here this evening. And he knew you were going to hear this message tonight. And he says to you tonight, I came to you. I came for you in my love, with my peace, to bring you great joy. And the last part of our sentence tonight is to know that God is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. What does that communicate? God's heart for you and I. God's heart for people. He wants to be not just with us, he wants to be in us. Don't you think that is mind-blowing? that the creator of the world wants to be in us and us in him. That is love. A holy God who we cannot reach ourselves. We will never, ever be able to do anything that makes us acceptable to God in our own efforts. But the one who is holy wants to come and live in here. In you, in me. He wants us to know him. But in order for that to happen, we need to come to him. Ask him to forgive us of every sin. Cleanse our hearts. And he changes us on the inside from being a guilty sinner to then becoming an acceptable, and this is a biblical word, saint. It's not just a Catholic thing, okay? Just, we're not getting into, oh, this person's saying that. Spirit, he's the one that changes us on the inside and makes us acceptable to him. And he comes to live in us. We have a relationship with him. I just think that is absolutely amazing. Blows my mind still. I've been a Christian for a long, long time. But it still blows my mind to think the God of the universe, the creator of heaven and earth, the Holy One, the Mighty One, the Eternal One, says, Clive, I want to know you and I want you to know me. I want to live in you and I want you to live in me. I want us to have a relationship. I want you to know me as your creator, but I also want you to know me as your friend. And I don't know about you, I want to be a friend of God. Two of you, brilliant. I want to be a friend of God. And then just to finish, Matthew 1:23, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Would you like to stand to your feet for a moment? Jesus came with the good news of peace that brings great joy that God is with us. How many of you already have that peace in your life? How many of you already have that peace in your life? Is there any joy in there? Any joy with that peace? Amen. Maybe there's some of you who don't this evening. Maybe some of you have experienced that in some way, but for whatever reason you've not wanting to continue in that, and you know, wow, I want to respond to God and come back to him in that sense. I just want us to take a couple of moments before we kind of sing the last carol or couple of carols, whatever we're going to do. I just want to take a moment, and just if you, everybody in the room, just want to close your eyes for a minute. And if you know Jesus, if you already know Jesus tonight, just thank him. Just thank him for who he is and what he's done in your life. Just thank him for his amazing love, his forgiveness, his goodness in your life, all that he's blessed you with, done in your life. How many of you have given your life to Jesus would ever want to go back to how your life was before? I don't think any of us would, because you know the change that happens in your life. And for those of you that are here this evening, you don't know Jesus, we just want to take a couple of moments to give you the opportunity to respond to God tonight. He came with a divine interruption into mankind for there to be a divine intervention, to make it possible for every person to have the opportunity to respond to him. To say, God, I want a relationship with you. I want to know you. I don't just want to do my own thing. and go my own way and have an eternity without you. Which if you read the Bible and it describes what an eternity is like without God, the biblical word for that is hell. And how it describes that in the Bible is certainly a place I would not want to go to. And because of God's love and what he did on the cross, God stepped into mankind's timeline to make it possible that none of us would have to have an eternity without him. But every person has the opportunity to respond to God, to know him while they're alive now, because that determines whether you spend eternity with God forever with him or whether you spend an eternity without him, which is not a place. If people really understood what that is and what it's like, that hell is a real place, no one would want to go there. And they would realize what a good God he is to bring salvation so that we wouldn't need to go there. This is the reality of life. This is the reality of being a human being. There is a God. He is the creator. He created you and I to know him, and he loves us. And he loved us so much that he came down to us knowing we couldn't reach him, died on a cross, took every sin, pain, and shame that could separate us from him so that we could be forgiven, healed, and made right with him and come into relationship with a living, loving, merciful, gracious, good God. And I just want to give you the opportunity to respond tonight. Any person in here, you're saying, I don't know Jesus and I want to respond to him tonight and surrender my life to him. Everybody's got their eyes closed. We're just before God right now. Anybody if in this place, I just want you to raise your hand if you want to surrender your life so that I can see you, see where you are, because we're just going to pray together. If there's anybody here, just raise your hand in the room. You're saying, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Just raise your hand now so I can see where you are. Thank you at the back there. Thank you. Someone else at the back. Thank you. Anybody else? You're saying, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. A couple of people over there. Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you, Jesus. Let's just take a moment, because this is the most important decision you'll ever make in your life. Because what we're doing in this moment is determining your spiritual future, your spiritual destiny. So all of those that raise your hands, just wherever you are right now, we're all going to pray this together. But I want you to pray it out loud, okay? Are you ready? Everybody, we can pray it together. But particularly those who raised your hands, this is for you to make a personal response to Jesus. Let's everybody out loud. Lord Jesus, thank you that you died for me. You came for me, and that you took all of my sin upon yourself. I ask you to forgive me. Would you cleanse my heart and my life of every sin so that I would not be separated from you any longer? Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you now. I give you my life. And Jesus, I ask you to come and live in me, to be Lord of my life, to be number one in my life. Jesus, I thank you for what you're doing in my life right now. Would you enable me to know you and to walk with you for the rest of my days? Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just pray for everybody responding, that you would just work in their hearts right now. Others that maybe not put their hand up but prayed, saying, God, I didn't put my hand up, but I want to give my life to you. I thank you that you seal in every person right now who you are and what you're doing in them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. For all of those that maybe you know Jesus, but you're not at peace at this moment, we're just going to take a couple of moments. Wherever you haven't got peace at this moment, you're anxious, you're worried, there's fear, there's angst, there's trouble. there's any shame or guilt that's going on right now, just bring that to him in this moment. Say, Jesus, I want to give you that right now. I hand it over to you. I give you, and be specific with him. Put words to your prayer, not just thoughts in your mind, but put words to it. Jesus, I give you this circumstance, this angst, this worry, this sickness, this whatever it might be, this trouble, this relationship. Just give it to him. Jesus, I give it to you right now. And I thank you that in your love, you are my peace. Father, I ask you right now that you would just meet with people right where they are in the midst of the circumstance of their life. And instead of the angst, the shame, the guilt, the pain, whatever it is, Father, I thank you for the release of your peace in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be at peace. And Father, I thank you that in that place of peace, they're going to find rest in you. And in that place, they can now receive all that you want to give into their lives. And I thank you in that place of peace and rest, now you can lead them forward in the midst of challenge to know how to deal with it, how to be in the middle of it, and how to come through the other side. We thank you, Jesus, in your mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.